from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Older, you kind of appreciate the grind a lot more.
Back to Falcons Training Camp
with Tiffany, Mike, and Bo.
Exclusive training camp coverage is brought to you by Miller Lite. Tastes like Miller time, Atlanta. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, live from Flowery Branch. This hour is brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. Injured, hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. We're out at Flowery Branch. Today is reporting day for the Atlanta Falcons. We'll be your eyes and ears on the ground. Not every day, but most of the days. Reminder, fans not able to attend this year because of some of the ongoing construction around here. So if you want to know what's going on, it's pretty simple. Just listen to me and Bo. We know the Falcons like nobody else.
And, yeah, and come see us Saturday at Second Year High School. I think gates open at 5 there, or is it 6? I had it open earlier.
I think we're live at 5.
We're live at 5, that's
I'm
right.
Not sure what time the gates open. We'll have to look that up and make sure we let the people
know. Yeah, gates
opening
at 5 until capacity is reached. There's limited free parking at Second Year, and there'll also be free parking in shuttles from the Hamilton Mill park and ride.
I'm trying to remember. We did this, I think, 3 times when I was with the Falcons. We did 3 different Friday Night Lights. We did North Gwinnett, I know for sure.
Yeah, and that was a little bit different because that was actually Friday Night Lights.
Right, yeah.
And you guys would ride a bus there, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, we would. I mean, it felt like Friday Night Lights.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think we were on a cheese wagon, but we were definitely on a bus. Where else? Maybe Gainesville? I think we went to Gainesville High School, home of the Red Elephants, right? Because I think at the time, I don't remember if it was Blake Sims at Alabama or Deshaun that was at Clemson, but one of the quarterbacks at that point was playing big-time college ball when we made that trip up to Gainesville. But this is your, 15th training camp?
Yeah, my first training camp was 2009 where I was up here in person.
Right.
And I have not missed one since, other than the COVID year, obviously.
Personnel-wise, like not just like smelling the grass, but personnel-wise, do you have a memory of like 2009 when you first stepped out here? Like, is there one person you saw and thought, that dude looks like a Jesse? Like, oh, my God, it's Roddy White. Oh, man, look at Michael Turner.
Probably you guys.
Like the big dogs?
The Claybos of the world.
Yeah. Claybo is a big dude.
Tyson Claybo is one of the bigger human beings you'll ever see in person.
A big dude.
You see guys, and a lot of times the guys you see are no longer like here. Like they weren't like the biggest. Some of the biggest guys weren't mainstays, right?
Right.
But you know, I remember like Tyson Claybo being huge. I'll tell you that the first time, and this wasn't my first trip up here, but the first time I saw Julio up here, I was like, yeah, that's legit. And one day, it was, you know, the wide receivers will run their little drills, and they'll have like a coach or like the wide receiver coach will throw balls to them.
Yeah, a little over the shoulder balls, things like that. Simple throws.
I remember standing there with Arch one day, and it was probably Julio's second year in the league.
Sure.
And he is running routes, and Arch is like, look at how he runs routes, and I go,
violent.
Okay.
It's violent.
And he's like, that is as violent. It's like, and he did, he used the word violent. He's like, that
there
is as
go.
Violent as you'll see a stop, cut, and then accelerate again, right? And it's essentially like taking a Ferrari and going to getting up to 100 and then pulling the e-brake without losing control of the car and then dropping it and then putting it back into first gear and getting back to 100.
Yeah. No, I have thoughts like that, too. I have a lot of memories like that. I remember the first time kind of lining up next to Tony. That's a cool story, and we'll get to that, obviously, as we move throughout the show because we are live from Flowery Branch. And we're hanging out right here just waiting for, the sun to come up over the practice fields and everything else. The smells of Flower Mound. Smells like bubblegum. There's a bubblegum factory, a Wrigley, I think, right across the state. Always smells like bubblegum out here. So
I smell onions.
Speaking of
like
eyes
green
and,
onions, right?
Not
now.
Only are we the eyes and ears on the ground, we're the nose as well. You know, I'll tell you exactly what the fresh cut grass, the paint, the smelly pads that people have been sweating into.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.